The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hi, guys.
Hi, Maz. Good morning. You look radiant, dressed as some sort of vicious animal this morning, aren't you?
Just a leopard print shirt, mate.
Oh, rawr. She's bounced out of bed and she's attacking a gazelle, tearing it down and wolfing it down like the circle of life and David Attenborough is watching and he bloody loves it.
Just because I'm wearing animal print, it doesn't mean that I embody.
I'm riffing, babe. I'm riffing already. We're only a couple of seconds in, not even a minute into this show. We've got a good show. What have we got? We've got cockroaches, heavy metal, pillow fights, romance.
That sums it up.
Yeah. If you go to our Facebook, we're Dan and Maz on Facebook. You can see there what we're going to be talking about up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the encyclopedia of awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the encyclopedia of awesome. And today's question is,
what is the best dad joke?
This is a good entry. You love a good entry. This one. The Encyclopedia of Awesome is on our website, danandmaz.com. If you go there, you can see all the things that we've locked in before. It's a big book where every weekend we determine the best of something. For example, the best video game. You guys tweeted and you called and we tallied your votes and it was Mario Kart. So we locked it in. Mario Kart, it's there. Best thing with four legs is a bed. Probably because people were in bed when they were calling.
Possibly.
Best planet, Uranus.
You can look all of these up in the Encyclopedia of Awesome, guys. It's there for you to see. And we need to lock another one away this morning. We're after the best dad joke.
Yeah, 131060 or tweet us at Dan and Maz.
It's been inspired by an article that we've seen this week. Somebody has tweeted, my dad has just taken dad jokes to a whole new level, and she's actually posted a picture on Twitter of a screenshot of a conversation that they've had on text.
The last time I checked this, it had over 7,000 retweets and almost 20,000 likes, but it's surely to have more now because
it would definitely have more now.
It's been reported across the week, Maz, this one. This one's gone lightly viral, heavily viral.
It sure has.
Big fat viral.
The text message is from Dad. This is obviously from the UK because he cites Tesco's in the text. Now, Tesco's is, I feel like, the Aldi of the UK.
Or maybe, yeah.
Or supermarket.
Or a no-frills Coles.
No-frills, yeah. Coles, like home brand
it's a
type.
All you know is it's supermarket. Supermarket.
Just if you're wondering what Tesco's is.
What's
that
Tesco?
Will...
Supermarket, mate. Oh.
Supermarket. Okay. So the text from Dad says, just been to Tesco and swapped 50 raisins for 100 sultanas. Can't believe the current exchange rate.
Yes.
Dad!
It's bloody sick. I love that.
Dad!
I mean, I think that's genuinely funny. I get a bit annoyed, Maz, as a professional humorist. I get a bit annoyed when people say...
too afraid to call yourself a comedian?
No, I just prefer the term humorist. It sounds olden days. It sounds a bit swanky. It sounds like I've got a pipe, you know, or a cigar and a big pair of thick glasses. Oh, shit.
Humorist.
As a professional funnyman, I think a dad joke is a brilliant thing. I think it's funny. They can be really creative. They can be really inspiring. My dad, Jim, used to have a great one.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
He'd go, knock, knock, Dan. Knock, knock, Daniel. And I'd say, who's there, Dad? And he'd say, Teresa. And I'd say, Teresa who? And he'd go, Teresa Green.
Oh, that's a classic.
He was in love with that joke.
Classic dad joke. There are so many dad jokes. We need to lock in the best one this morning. There's already a ton on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So If you're lying in bed scrolling through Facebook, go to the Dan and Maz page, leave the best dad joke there. We'll try and get through as many on Facebook as possible. Or call 131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something into that encyclopedia of awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best dad joke?
Oh, you don't have to be a dad to call up, but the bonus points if you are.
If you've
created a child. We don't want to know how you did it.
We all know. Everyone knows.
It's inspired by Jess. She tweeted, she must be British because she tweeted a text message her father sent her saying, I've just been to Tesco, British supermarket, and swapped 50 raisins for 100 sultanas. Can't believe the current exchange rate.
It's a good one.
Went viral.
It sure did. We're after the best dad joke this morning. 131060 if you've got one. Tony, hello.
Good morning.
Tony, what's the best dad joke?
So I remember this from when I was probably about 10. Oh. My dad told it to me and he says, what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Anything you want, it won't come to you.
I should have known that one. It's the best segment.
I've definitely heard that before.
That's great.
My recall on that was pretty shocking. Thanks, Tony. We've got Natasha. Hello.
Good morning, Dave and Maz. How are we?
We're good, Natasha. Smasher, give us a dad joke.
All right. Pull my finger.
Oh, I don't even know what happens when you do that, Dad.
And unfortunately, everybody does it, and it's not a joke, but they think it is.
Oh, the old pull my finger.
Yeah, it's still getting lols.
Yeah.
All around the world.
I should say, we are taking votes. You know, we're going to tally up the votes and lock in to the encyclopedia officially the best ones. So keep calling and keep tweeting as well at Dan and Maz. For example, it's Joe. I'm not quite sure. Triple Z. that's his name on Twitter. Has said, why do crabs never donate to charity? Because they're shellfish. Dad, you bloody legend. I love
Ollie.
These.
We've got Ollie on 131060. Hello.
Ollie, no, he's too busy listening to his
Ollie.
Radio.
Hello.
Can you turn your radio off, mate?
Yeah, come on, mate.
All sorted. Sorted.
Sick, bros.
Why did the scarecrow win the Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh. Can I buzz in on this one? Yeah, I know this one.
You know,
it's the good one, Maz. Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, that's good. I love
Well played.
And it even got a groan from you, Ollie, and you knew
played.
You know it. That's a really good one. I like that one. Can we go to Brayden on 131060? Hello. Brayden. Hey, mate.
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
Ooh, what is it?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. That's really good.
Okay, I've never heard that. That's a really good one.
There's another good pachyderm-related one, Maz, that is from the Muppets maybe, but it was what do you get if you cross an elephant with a rhino? Elephino! Another one from Doug on Twitter. Another one from Twitter from Doug. At Dan and Maz, why did the orange stop in the middle of the road?
Because it ran out of juice.
Oh, that's good too.
All right, should we go to the phone room?
Yeah, let's buzz out to the phone room. We've got Casey this morning. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Casey, hey, that's you've got two pom-poms on the top of your head this morning.
What's your point?
It just looks really specky.
Thank you.
Very exciting, very
cold
special.
Winter. I like it. How we roll. Yeah.
Casey, there is no point. Is there an honourable mention this morning? Yeah, the phones have been nuts this morning.
They really have. Our sympathies to you out there.
It's been overwhelming, guys, but very entertaining. So we've got an honourable mention. Are you guys ready for this?
How
do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How?
Oh, can I guess it?
Go, Mazzy.
Poker face?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Nice modern dad. A modern dad there.
But the winner this morning, which I think we can all... remember when you go to the kitchen and say, I'm hungry. Oh, hi, hungry. I'm dad.
Oh! Yes! That's a great one. That's a great classic one. Dad
Fantastic.
Joke.
Fantastic.
All right, let's lock it in, guys.
Yeah, sure.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
Hi, hungry. I'm dad.
...is the best...
Dad joke.
That was so good. Hey, up next, we're getting some heavy metal on the show. Sick!
It's going to be good.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's get metal.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Why are we talking about heavy metal music? What's going on?
Well, we're combining two of my favourite things, Maz, heavy metal music and data. Someone has analysed...
Two very different things.
This is a blogger. I'm a complex and contradictory character, Maz.
You really are.
Someone has analysed all the data on darklyrics.com, okay?
Okay.
Which is a data set... It has the lyrics to 222,000 heavy metal songs. All their lyrics, right? That's 22,000 albums. That's 7,000 metal bands.
Oh, wow.
So they've got all the lyrics.
Who's got time to type all of that out?
I don't know. The internet, mate.
That's a lot of lyrics.
I'm loving this backing track.
Yeah, this is really good, actually.
Oh, that's so good. I love Metallica. Throwing the big day out. Interviewed
him
once.
Makes me feel like a JD and Coke. Like, I know it's obviously too early, but, like, I'm just saying.
The musical equivalent of bourbon.
It really is.
Okay, so they've crunched this data. They've compared it with the most used words in the English language to get what is known as the metalness quota.
Okay.
The words that appear the most in heavy metal
music.
Heavy
metal songs. Okay, cool. Like
I have in front of me the top 20 most heavy metal words, and I want to see, Maz, if you can guess what's on the list.
Okay.
So what do you reckon is like the most heavy metal word of all time?
Death.
Death.
Is it even on the list? I feel like death is used a lot.
Death is a great word. It's not even in the top 20.
Really?
No.
What about Godzilla?
Yeah, didn't even need to check the list for that one.
It's not, really?
No.
What about empty?
Oh, that's a good one. Not in the top 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want me to give you?
No.
No, okay.
What about?
Yeah.
Rumble.
Rumble?
Rumble. Oh, not a rumble.
No.
No.
Come on.
Thunder.
Oh, thunder's a good one. It's not there.
Okay, this is a bit of a curveball, this one, but...
Oh, God.
MTV?
No.
The only reason I thought that is because of I feel like bands in that genre are very anti-MTV. Oh, because MTV wouldn't play their music and so there'd be some... MTV references that would probably be quite negative.
Yeah, or like Metallica were famously anti-Napster, but there's Napster didn't make the top 20 either.
Can I do one more guess
and
then
you
can tell us?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Broken?
You're so in the ballpark, but you're not. You're just missing them. Yeah. The most metal word of all time?
Strangle.
Oh! Number five in top five is breathe. That's breathe.
Breathe?
Kind of the opposite of strangle. The most metal word of all time, according to data analysis.
Punishment.
Burn.
Burn, yeah.
Burn. Number two, cries. Number three, veins. Number four, eternity.
Hang on. These are these are the opposite of what I was thinking. Eternity is sort of...
Eternity.
That's like a hopeful word, right?
Not if it's like being trapped in hell for eternity.
That's true.
Look at some other ones. Number eight, demons. Number nine, ashes. 11, sorrow. Number 12 is sword, which I love. Flames,
kind of
scream,
sword,
blood, gods, all in there. Do you want to know? But the other thing is, Maz, is we also know what the least metal words in the world are.
therapy.
You're pretty close. Particularly is the least metal word. It appears very rarely in metal songs. The other ones are like secretary, committee, chairman, attorney, measurements, fiscal, residential. So if you're writing metal songs, do not talk about residential fiscal administration.
Anything to do with the property market or politics, not quite heavy metal.
Pretty much. You just want blood and gods and ashes and eternity.
Dan and Maz Weekends. I just
don't understand. Morning Legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello. We want to talk.
I was a bit mean to Drake to play all that Metallica before going to Drake. Made Drake sound like a bit of a soppy little softy.
No, it didn't.
It did. It's oh dooby dooby doo. Like, how does that hold up to Metallica? Anyway, I was going to say we tweeted the most metal words of all time. If you want to read the list, go to @ Dan and Maz on Twitter.
I don't think it affects Drake at all, to be honest.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He is smashing it.
All right. Speaking of lovey-dovey, soppy, romantic people.
Yeah, we want to talk about our friend Jez Khan. He works here at the radio station. And Jeremy's girlfriend is currently overseas. She's in Croatia with a girlfriend. And they missed each other so much that Jez thought he would get on a plane, tell her, fly 30 hours around the world and surprise her in Croatia. He filmed it all on a GoPro. This is the reaction he got when he rocked up.
What the f*** is going on?
What are you doing here?
Hello.
What are you doing here? When you watch the video, he put a video on Facebook of the moment and the journey that he took and then their holiday in Croatia when he got there. And it is pretty gushy. Like, you do get chills and you go, that's a beautiful romantic gesture. They've since been on Sunrise together to talk about it because the video's just gone absolutely nuts online. People are loving it.
Come on.
Everyone's been talking about, it's so romantic. That's so lovely. How beautiful. Do you know what we want to talk about this morning?
Yeah.
Technically, he gatecrashed a girls' weekend. She was in Croatia.
They were away for weeks. This was their big Euro trip, man.
Yes, she's away with a girlfriend. They're on a holiday together. They're doing their Euro trip. They're in Croatia. It's just the two of them, just the girls hanging out. Old mate rocks up unannounced, and then all of a sudden he is a part of the girls' trip. And he's gatecrashed it. That's what we want to talk about.
Look at it from the third wheels point of view. Imagine, like, you've been saving for years for your big Euro trip. This isn't just going, you know, getting in a car and going an hour away to stay in a holiday house. This is a proper trip to Europe, another continent, guys. They've gone all the way around the world together. They're traveling together. And along comes old mate, just rocks up. Imagine if I can't get my head around it. If I was on holidays with one of my mates, we'd stay for a long time to go on our Euro trip, and it was me and my best bud, we're having a great time. And then suddenly, like, his partner just rocked up and was like, I'm here too now. I'm sorry, but this is not what I signed up for. I did not sign up to trip around the world with a third wheel status. We're splitting the Airbnb three ways now. Like,
and the thing is, it's a 30-hour trip from Jez's in Melbourne. Yeah. So from Melbourne to Croatia, 30 hours of travel.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he wanted to, like, you know, stay on for a little bit. And so in the video, there's them jet skiing around in these, like, beautiful, perfect tropical paradise settings. And it looks like the ultimate holiday ever. But I'm thinking, I wonder what her friend's thinking.
Where's the friend?
Point.
Friend's not in any of these fun GoPro videos.
She's not on the jet ski.
No, she's back at the hostel reading her Kindle and scowling. Just looking at her pina colada going, what has happened in my life?
131060, this is what we want to know. Have you crashed a girls' weekend or a girls' trip? Or have you been one of the girls on the trip and one of the boys has rocked up unannounced? We want to talk to you about that moment and how it all unfolds from there. 131060 is the number.
Have you suffered through this?
So I have. It's not quite as extreme as Croatia. But one of my guy mates gatecrashed one of my girls' weekends. And he did it in a similar fashion, completely unannounced, until, though, he was about 30 minutes away. So my friend and I had gone to the Hunter Valley for a bit of a wine tour weekend. Just the two of us, just the girls, you know, staying in a nice little loft apartment, as you do. And on the Friday night, we get a phone call at about 9:30 p.m. from my friend Matt, who was like, hey, we're 30 minutes away. Where are you guys staying?
What?
And I'm like,
sorry, what?
Hang on. Sorry. I'm like, what do you mean you, who are you with? And what do you mean you're 30 minutes away? And he's like, oh, we were just like him and his friend. They were at the pub and they flipped a coin and they're like, if it's heads, we'll stay at the pub. If it's tails, we'll go see the girls. So he came up tails. They get in the car, drive to the Hunter Valley, which is a few hours, and they ended up gate crashing and staying for the entire weekend. To be fair, though, it was epic, and there were two of them.
So that one worked out.
Well,
and there was two, so you could share them around. Well, or if they were bored, they could, you know, they could find their own fun.
Let's
and
just
you could
say,
go off and get a manicure.
Let's just put it this way. Four is an even number.
That is a good number. 13, 10, 60. Mas, can we broaden this out to make it a bit gender neutral? So, like, for example, say it was like two guys having a trip away and the girlfriend rocked up or something like that?
I would love to hear one of those stories. I don't know that they exist because I don't think girls would be brave enough to deal with the onslaught from the guy friends.
No, I reckon. Well, that would make the story even give it even more sauce and pizzazz.
And secretly, when the guys go away, do you think the girls just sit at home missing them?
Oh. Mate, when I was in a relationship, if my girlfriend went on holiday with her friends, I'd be like, excellent, crank out the board games. This is brilliant. We're going to have fun.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're talking about, and you may have seen it because it's had a few million views by now, a video that was posted on Facebook by a guy called Jeremy Khan.
Maz, can I, before you explain the video, I explain it the way I see it? Imagine you're on holiday with your best friend. You're on the other side of the world. You've been traveling together. The weather's amazing. It's just you and your best mate. You're having a great time away. And then suddenly your mate's partner just rocks up and goes, I'm on the holiday now. Yeah.
Well, that's what our friend did, right? And so from his point of view, he was missing his girlfriend so much. She's in Croatia with her girlfriend on a holiday. He's missing her so much, he gets on a plane, he flies 30 hours halfway across the world to surprise her, and this was the reaction.
What the f*** is going on? What are you doing here?
Hello.
And the video, I mean, it plays out like a music video clip. Yes. It is, I mean, he's a great editor.
Yeah. He remembered to pack his GoPro, which is already raising my eyebrow, man.
He had a GoPro handy, right? Yeah. I don't think he filmed that all on his phone.
It's gone so viral. It's had thousands of views and shares.
And it is, you know, it does give you warm fuzzies. When you watch this video, it is very heartfelt and it's very beautiful. But we are just pushing the romance to one side to focus on the issue at hand here.
Two friends
which
are on holiday together and then a partner just rocked up unannounced.
He totally gate crashed the girls' holiday.
So we're asking, like girls on holiday and a guy gate crashing could be a partner or whatever, or vice versa. We were saying, what if it was a couple of young bucks out on the town having a holiday, and just a female decided to tag along? I don't know. What kind of stories are out there?
131060 is the number if you've got one. Ty has called us. Hello.
Hi, how are we, guys?
Good, Ty.
Yeah, really good. What's your story?
So a mate of ours is quite a good boxer, and he got a boxing match in Melbourne.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
So all the boys have thought, hey, boys on tour, we're gone.
Yep.
So we all left. Yeah, that's right. So we all left. And then,
you're in Brisbane, Ty? Is that where you're calling from?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, from Brisbane.
Yep.
And we all get to Melbourne, and then the next flight, we had to wait around for one of the boys' missus to turn up. No one knew until he said, hey, guys, we've got to wait around for another half an hour.
Oh, so he sprung it on you.
Now, did he invite his girlfriend along?
It was just close. He couldn't say no.
Oh, no, we lost him.
Ty, you're breaking up with us.
Oh, no. Oh, we got the gist of it, Maz. We got the gist of Ty's story.
I know, but I wanted to know the juicy details.
I reckon the villain in that story is not the girlfriend.
It's
or the
guy.
Yeah, it's the guy. He's been too scared to tell his mates. And if he'd just been open and honest and said, oh, can Janine come along on the boxing trip, they probably would have been like, oh, yeah, sure, the more the merrier.
Broken the bro code there. If you're going away with the boys for the weekend.
He has, yeah.
You do not invite your girlfriend.
Oh, could be even worse. He might have said to her, oh, yeah, no, it's fine if you come along. And then she's gone, oh, great, cool. And then turned up and gone, oh, bloody hell, you could have bloody told him. Now I'm the villain of the piece.
Yeah, no, I reckon Ty's mate is the one to blame for that one.
She might have loved boxing more than all of them. She might have bloody loved it. She would have been,
possibly.
Oh, great.
Still, though, it's a boys' weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sarah, hello.
Hello.
What's your story, babe?
What was that, sorry?
What's your story?
Oh, it's not so much a trip, but I planned my cousin's baby shower and we're like best friends.
Yeah.
And common sense, males aren't invited.
Yeah, all right.
That's pretty much a general rule of thumb. If there's a baby shower, there's no blokes
around. Yeah, I've got no problem with that as well.
And to be fair, sometimes I wish I was a guy because baby showers are the worst.
Well, apparently these days you need to make sure you write it on the invitation that boys aren't invited because my uncle rocked up and completely, utterly ruined the baby shower.
No!
Wow.
Now, did he rock up with his partner, who is a woman?
Yeah, my auntie.
Oh,
your
auntie. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So did she not realise that guys weren't invited? Like, whose fault is that?
She said to him, like, baby showers are for boys, and he's like, that's okay, I can come and just sit there.
Yeah.
How would you do that to yourself?
It's torture enough when you are invited and you have to pretend you're having a good time.
Yeah.
We were playing games and he ruined every game, taking over, trying to be the clown of it all.
Oh, no.
And we cooked the barbecue. And the way we cooked it wasn't right for him.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, you could have put him to work. You could have stuck him at the barbecue and given him a job.
Yeah.
Well, we said that to him, but he got the shits and then walked off and sat in the car for the rest of the day.
Oh,
he sounds like a really awesome guy.
That sounds
favourite uncle of the year.
Oh,
Sam.
Not naming the baby after him.
I love it how he's just like, nah, I reckon I can deal with it. I reckon I can do this baby shower nonsense. And then he would have gotten there and just gone, oh, worst decision ever.
Okay, we are talking about this viral video of the guy who flew all the way to Europe to surprise his girlfriend who was on holiday with her friend over there. And, you know, it's a bit romantic. We're looking at it from the other angle.
It's super romantic. It's not just a bit romantic.
They're on
it's
a girl's
trip. Reeks of romance.
They're on a girl's trip and he crashed it. When you really break
Pretty
it
much.
Down, that's what's happened. Carly has given us a call. Carly, have you been in a similar situation?
Yeah, except it's reversed. I'm going to go surprise my boyfriend in Europe in about 16 days.
Oh,
Carly.
Hang on. Let's not boo too quickly. So he's on the trip. Who's he on the trip with, Carly?
Well, at the moment, he's on with his two best mates, but they are on a Contiki, so they have met a couple of other guys on there.
So there's about close to half a dozen guys. There's a handful of guys. They're going around Europe together. Do the guys know?
Does anyone know?
Yeah, that you're about to arrive.
No, and I don't get along with one of the best friends, so.
Now, Carly.
Hold off the judgment. Hold off the judgment. Hold off the judgment.
Carly.
Yeah.
Why are you going halfway across the world to surprise your boyfriend?
Well, he's been away for just under 6 months, so I'm missing him like crazy.
Okay.
I only speak to him about maybe 2 hours a week, so that's not enough for me. So I was like, yep, I'm going to jump on a 28-hour flight to Mykonos and meet him in Greece.
Mykonos, the party island as well. Is there any part of it, Carly, that's what you are worried? You're like, I want to like make sure he's not getting up to mischief?
Well, I did accuse him of that last night.
Carly, oh no. You sounded so fraught, but you bought the ticket, so I don't want to like make you feel bad about it. It's going to be real fun, mate. But
so much fun. No, I'm really excited. No one knows, so.
Now, can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
Do you have a GoPro?
Yeah, I know.
I do have a GoPro.
Are you going to film it and put it on Facebook?
No, because I'm not fishing for likes.
No, you've got to do it. You've got to do it.
I want to know how this pans out. I actually, like, you're going in 16 days, did you say?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want you to check in with us.
Yes.
I want to know how the trip was. I want to know what his reaction was when he got there. I want to know about the friend that really doesn't like you, how, like, he's going to crack it.
I want to get both of you on the show from Europe, from Mykonos. When you do
Definitely.
It, I want to get a post report on this.
Definitely. Be more than happy to.
Brilliant.
And Carly, how long are you going to be over there for? Like, have you planned a bit of a lengthy stay?
Yeah, I've planned 4 weeks. So Greece, so go from Athens to Mykonos to Santorini, back to London, and then on a 28-hour flight from London to Melbourne with both of the guys that I don't like.
Oh, my God, Carly, this is so great.
This is amazing.
I do want you to video it, and what I want you to do is to use the video on our Facebook by this guy, Jez, which is the romantic one, and do
that's your blueprint.
Yeah, that's expectation, blueprint. And then yours can be reality.
Oh, you're definitely setting the standards there.
Carly, this is amazing. That's and can brilliant. I ask one other question? How long have you guys been together, including the 6 months he's been away?
So we've been together just under a year and a half.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay,
so we left right on our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
I reckon this is going to be great. I think you're going to arrive. You're going to make friends with the guys you don't get on with. I think it's all going to be really good.
That's the plan.
All right.
I cannot wait to talk to you in about 17 and a half days.
Yep. You might even be back in Australia.
Babe, travel safely, and I guess we'll chat to you when you're in Mykonos.
Thank you.
All right, babe. Take care.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends, still a full hour of shenanigans for you. Up next, we're doing a pun war.
Here comes another pun.
Bloody exciting stuff. It is on our Facebook, Maz. I can read your mind and you were going to say that. Is that what
you're
going to say?
We're so in sync today. Yeah, exactly. We're on the same cycle. Hang on, wait.
Go to Dan and Maz on Facebook, but I'll get you thinking about it now. It's got to be a pun that combines animals and beverages.
That's the pun war, animals and beverages.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a pun war.
Here comes another pun. 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 Here comes another pun. Pun, 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 punny. Pun, pun, pun. Pun, pun, pun.
All right, legends, 131060 is the number to call to get involved in the pun war, or you can send it on a Twitter to us. You can tweet us. This is inspired by the latest superfood that's been announced. I don't know if you guys are across this.
Well, let's say what the pun topic is so people can start puzzling it out, and then we'll give the background reason for it. But yes, we want you to mash together animals and beverages.
They're the two topics of the pun war. And it's because, guys, the latest superfood hitting supermarket shelves soon, possibly, is cockroach milk.
Mm. Now, cockroach milk, I don't know. I mean, normal milk is weird enough. You know what I mean?
Like, you mean when you say normal milk, you mean cow's milk.
Yeah, like if we suck the milk out of one animal, why not all the others? Like, what blew my mind was that cockroaches make milk. I thought that was a mammal thing.
But apparently it contains a protein crystal.
Yeah.
That has way more energy than, old dairy cow.
Yeah. So if you think about it, they don't make milk out of an udder that hangs underneath a cockroach. But this is the science behind it, Maz.
How do you milk a cockroach?
They secrete a formula that feeds their young is the easiest way to think about it. And the scientists have made it in a lab. They've made the same sort of formula in a lab, and they can now mass produce it.
They're calling it milk, but it could be whiz.
No, it'd be more like a liquid. Sweat, I guess.
It's a liquid that comes out of a roach.
It'd be more like a nourishing sweat.
Could be whiz. Could be other stuff.
No,
we don't know.
It's not excrement.
But they're calling it milk,
it's not
guys.
Excrement, Maz.
They're calling it milk.
I don't know. If someone called it golden juice or something like that and said, oh, we're just going to stir it through your smoothie, that does sound like urine, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, they call it magic juice. If they said, hey, do you want to mix a shot of magic juice in your smoothie? I'd go, sure, it's full of protein.
I do not know that would want a shot of magic juice in my smoothie.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. I reckon you would. Hey, red food colouring comes from beetle shells. Anyway, we're doing a pun war.
So the pun war. Okay, so animals and beverages are the two topics. So
great,
you can
ones
mash together
on Twitter already.
Some animals and beverages. Yeah. Tweet us at Dan and Maz or call us 131060 and we will get to it next.
Mm. Should we give an example as an example? Have you got one?
Do you like pina koalas?
Oh! That's brilliant. I had llama-nade. But anyway, we'll come up with some more during the song. All right.
Okay, animals and beverages. 131060, we'll get to the pun war next.
Dan and Maz Weekends. Here comes another pun. Yeah.
another pun. Pun, 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 punny, pun, pun, pun. Pun, 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 pun.
Now, puns that we are after combine animals and beverages. Now, beverages can be alcoholic, non-alcoholic, caffeinated or otherwise. And animals, gosh, that's birds, fish, insects, four-legged things, whatever. I don't know. You know what an animal and a beverage
scope.
Is.
The full scope of animals and beverages. If you can mash them together and come up with a witty pun for our pun war,
yep.
131060 is the number. Or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz.
All right. Shall we kick it off?
Or do you want to kick it off?
All right. Time starts now.
Okay.
Who would like a nice bubbly glass of Elefanta?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you,
I'm
Maz.
Actually finishing up Dry July this weekend. I've been on the Ginger Whales.
Ah, Ginger Whale. from Facebook, Catherine has said, I always love to wake up with a cappuccino.
Excellent. Adam on 131060, what's your pun for the pun war?
It's the ultimate Gatorade.
Ah, the gator.
The alligator.
Yeah, is that where it comes
Alligatorade,
from?
Alligatorade, isn't that? Surely that's where it comes from.
Mate, you've cracked the code there.
Thanks, Adzi.
I've got another Fanta one. Can I do a second Fanta one?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
I did Elefanta before, but what about another beast of the African savannah? The Fantalope. That's pretty good.
What about in the morning a cup of English breakfast flea?
Good one. Or if you're a bit hungover, Donna on our Facebook has said a bit of hair of the dog.
Excellent work, Donna. We've got Peter on 131060. Hi.
Hi.
What's your pun?
Mine is, I got two. I got Red Bull.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And rain beer.
Rain beer.
Rain beer.
Yeah.
Pulling sand.
That's great.
Yeah.
Rain beer is excellent.
Oh.
No, we're not finished yet.
Maybe what about a nice healthy snack, bit of vitamin C? Get yourself some orange goose.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maz?
What about the girls on Sex and the City? They loved a Cosmo Pelican.
Oh, I like that. Or maybe if you want a different cocktail, a mimosa.
Oh, that's really good. Or I had a Margarita.
Does that contain baboon? on Twitter, Dane has said Cobra Cola.
Excellent. Mark on 131060, hello.
Hello there.
What's your pun?
Milk snake.
Oh. Milkshake, good one. No
milk
need to go into
snake.
Detail. That sounds. Don't think too hard about that one.
Yep, nope. Let's move right on.
What about the rhinoceros?
That's very clever. What about a mancatan?
Yep. Well, you just got a cocktail list and just subbed animals into them. Is that what you did last night, Max?
Pretty much.
Have you got one to bring us home?
Ginger deer?
Oh, yep. Oh, what about this one from Twitter from Martin? This is a double whammy from the farmyard and from the wine ale.
What
the
is it?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay, there it is. Well done, team.
Here comes another pun.
Well done, everybody.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I am going to share a story from the vault.
Yeah.
It's about a pillow fight.
No.
Hang on.
Pillow fighting going on, boys.
No, it's not.
Hey. What do the ladies get up to when they're in their negligee, in their boudoir?
It's not like that. It's not like that.
Triple M.
Yeah. It's absolutely, there's nothing sexy about this pillow fight. So you can kill the music. It's not a sexy pillow fight at all.
What kind of a pillow fight is it?
Borderline aggressive. I don't know. It's this little game that my boyfriend and I play most nights of the week.
Maz, you're a very attractive woman and your boyfriend's a real stunner of a man. I'm surprised this isn't a sexy pillow fight with the two of you involved.
Not everything ends in sex all of the time.
Yep.
Like we
pretty
just have pillow fights.
Nah, it pretty much does.
No, it doesn't.
It's the be-all and end-all.
Let me just tell them. Flippin' story.
Go.
So we have an ensuite in our bedroom. So my boyfriend will go into the ensuite to brush his teeth before we go to bed, right? So he's in there brushing his teeth. Yep, and probably doing a wee. And so we have all these throw pillows on our bed, and I believe they're called throw pillows because the aim of my game is to peg a pillow to ricochet off the back of the door and hit him in the back of the legs while he's brushing his teeth. So yep. I'm there on the bed, like, pegging these pillows, just pegging a pillow, hitting the door.
Is this what you do every time he brushes his teeth?
This is, like, I'd say 6 out of 7 nights a week.
All right.
So all the pillows end up in the ensuite, and they usually haven't hit him at all. So then he returns fire when he's finished brushing his teeth. So then he'll peg the pillows back out at me. And he's a really good shot, so he just usually...
Yeah, yeah.
It usually get me in hand, and then that's the end of the game. That's the end of the pillow fight. But I couldn't let it go the other night. And so I thought, I'm going to have one final shot. So he'd thrown all the pillows back at me. Some had landed on the bed. Some had, like, bounced off my head, landed on the floor. I got this one pillow, and I was like, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
And I launched it across the bedroom. And as it came into land, it actually landed against the floor-to-ceiling mirror door that we have leaning up against the wall, not affixed to anything, and the mirror wall just slowly came crashing down and crashed everywhere.
So
all over the bedroom floor, broken glass.
You must have a hell of a
everywhere.
Throw.
Well, thank you.
Well done.
Not well done. Broken glass. All over the floor. He's stranded in the ensuite. I'm stranded on the bed. There's so much glass. And our vacuum cleaner is currently at the gym. So we couldn't even, like, suck it up in the vacuum cleaner. We had to, like, get sticky tape and kind of bind the broken bits of shard glass to the door frame and then try and, like, get the glass out of the carpet with sticky tape.
Do you reckon this is the worst thing that's ever happened because of a pillow fight? Or do you reckon
I reckon there's worse.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. What, like, what is the worst thing that's happened because of a pillow fight?
Pillow fights gone wrong. 13, 10, 60. That's what we want to know. I obviously did not mean to break the entire mirror. Now we don't have a mirror in our room. It's so annoying. It's probably why my outfit is all of sorts. Where is that laugh from? That's so annoying that you have that.
We have that on file. I like that. I think that's good.
Yeah.
All right. 13, 10, 60. Pillow fights gone wrong. They sound soft and fluffy and lovely, but what's the worst thing that's happened because of a pillow fight? Can you beat Maz's story?
All right. We'll get to your calls next after Drake. Stop it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're talking about pillow fights and when they go horribly wrong. I had an incident in my bedroom the other night with my boyfriend. That sounds terrible.
Well, come on. It's your job to backtrack.
I know. Woo. We were having a bit of a pillow fight. It's on the regs at our house are pillow fights. And I just had to have this one final shot. And I pegged this pillow and it actually hit the mirror that's like a floor-to-ceiling mirrored door from an old wardrobe that leans up against our wall, and because it's not affixed to anything, it tumbled over, crashed all over a bedroom floor, broken glass for days.
Can we
I didn't laugh. I was terrified.
Good sound effect though.
And then I thought I'd get in trouble, but luckily my boyfriend is very understanding.
Can we do better than that? What is the worst thing that's happened to you because of a pillow fight? 13, 10, 60, or you can tweet us at Dan and Maz. Maria.
Hi.
G'day, Maria.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Pretty good.
Really good.
Yeah, but are you good, or have you done something awful to yourself in a pillow fight?
I'm good now. This happened a few years ago. I was having a fairly aggressive pillow fight with someone. And I
Who's the someone? Bowling. Come on. No, you're being vague there. Who's the someone?
It was the guy I was seeing at the time.
Okay, so this is a romance pillow fight. Was it
It's supposed to start out that way, but it didn't end up that way. Anyway, I went for what I thought was going to be a really good, aggressive headshot. And he blocked me with his hand and completely popped my shoulder out.
Oh, completely popped it out. That's a really unsexy move.
No.
Did he pop it in? Did he pop it back? Sorry, that came out wrong. I did not mean to. Did not mean to say that.
Now that happened later.
Did not mean to say that.
We couldn't put it back in, so I had to go to hospital.
Great.
And we're talking about your shoulder that was dislocated.
Yes.
We're talking about.
You had to go
myself.
To hospital.
Yeah.
That's a pillow fight.
That's escalation right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sexy pillow fight. A few hours later, you're in hospital getting your arm popped back into your body. Oh,
that sounds so painful. Thanks for your call, Maria. Michael has called up on 131060. Hey, mate.
Hey, how we doing?
Yeah, good, Michael. Good. We're talking about pillow fights gone horribly wrong. We've just heard a dislocated shoulder. What happened to you in a pillow fighting arena?
In the pillow fighting arena, I got knocked straight unconscious.
Now, was it the pillow that unconscioused you, or was it something that your head then hit?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure it was the floor that I hit pretty quickly.
Oh. Now, who were you partaking in a pillow fight with?
It was about 30 guys.
Oh, wow. Well,
and it was a vicious pillow fight. Like, there were books in pillows, there was...
Michael, were you all in your undies?
Yeah, we're all in our, like, sexy lingerie and
That would be vicious. 30 blokes doing having a pillow fight would be vicious.
I don't understand. What kind of a room has 30 pillows in it?
It was organised and there was mattresses all around the edge, like people holding mattresses. So if you tried to wuss out, you got pushed back into the middle.
Michael, who's organising a pillow fight?
I don't know how it happened or who organised it. It just word got around that there was a pillow fight going on. And
I tell you what room has 30 pillows in it. The Big Brother house.
Oh, that would be one. Yeah, or Pillow Warehouse is where my brain was going.
Yeah. Or just the backpackers.
That's a good one too, Maz. After losing your consciousness in a pillow fight, have you and your mates organised another one since?
That was the last one that happened at.
Oh, but there's more to come?
Hopefully.
Okay, yeah, because you want to get revenge.
Just got to be really careful, guys, when you're having a pillow fight. Just be really considerate about the other people around you.
Yeah, it seems soft and fluffy, but yeah. But it seems like they'd set up mattresses and all sorts of stuff, so even the best laid plans can go awry. Kate?
Yeah.
What went wrong when you did a pillow fight, Kate?
So we were staying at a hotel one night with some friends, and we were on a trip in New Zealand for tennis. And what we decided to do was we found some Bibles in the bedside tables, and so we thought it would be really funny if we hid some Bibles in one of our friends' beds. And so
that's a classic prank. Oh, look at that! You got the Testaments in your bed. Gotcha.
Yeah, and so when we did that, we ended up having a pillow fight that night. And so the girl who we hid the Bibles in her pillowcase, she hit one of our friends with the pillowcase, and the Bible hit her in the eye. And so
she literally was Bible bashing.
Yep.
She didn't even mean to.
Oh, dear. But there's another moral of the story, Maz. Whenever you do a pillow fight, make sure that they haven't been sabotaged with weighted objects.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for us to get out of here, but there was a lot of news during the week.
Yeah, let's find out what of that news you didn't need to care about.
You know the drill, legends. There is so much news. It's all apparently really important. From the outrage over something a celebrity said that time to the latest viral video you must really see.
But here's the news you didn't need to care about.
Did you go to Splendor, brah? It was heaps sick, eh? Did you totally share the video of that totes munted ledge who broke his ankle so bad it twisted all the way around?
Yeah, look at that shit. You cannot walk on that.
Yeah, you can walk. Ready?
Well, we didn't need to care about it at all because as Australia's number one investigative reporter Merrick Watts discovered on Triple M, it was just the dude's awesome dislocation party trick.
You can twist your ankle and dislocate it and turn it 180 degrees.
100%.
So it's a party trick.
Yeah.
Good investigating, Merrick.
Early mornings and broadcasting don't really go well together lately. Just ask Eddie, Sonia or Dan.
Oh, I have to get up at 7 a.m. and talk to Maz for 2 hours. I want to go to bed.
And Karl Stefanovic is the latest to cop the online heat for his comments,
which we won't reproduce here,
about the transgender community.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and intersex.
an incredibly diverse community who I'm very, very sorry I caused hurt to.
But you didn't need to get all in a keyboard tiz over his latest brekkie broadcasting gaffe because Carlos gave a genuine, timely and intelligent apology.
On ya, Carlos. Way to turn a dumb media segment into a valuable bit of education. I might do the same now. Did you know this week scientists discovered an entirely new species of whale? Seriously, there you go. Some news you can care about. Use that nugget of trivia to impress your next Tinder date. Seriously, a whale.
What's the new species of whale?
They found a new whale. It's like the biggest animal in the world and there's a complete species of it we didn't even know existed. That is fascinating.
How did they, like, what, did it just show up?
Literally, it washed up on shore and they were like, oh, that's a new one.
Wow.
Does that not boggle your mind?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's something you can care about. That's interesting. That's what they should lead with on the front page of the paper. New whale! Then I'd maybe buy one. Just kidding. I buy the paper for the crossword.
What's a newspaper? Hey, guys, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your Sunday. We're back next weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. Have a great week.
Dan and Maz Weekends.